Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca. Joe, where are you from?
I am from a very small city, and it's kind of hard to say for a lot of people. It's called Saskatoon.
It is hard.
I'm sure nobody has heard of that. The only people that have heard of it are people like me who are from there.
Okay, so do people in your city, Saskatoon, ride bikes? Do they ride bikes or do they prefer other transportation?
Actually, a lot of people ride bikes. We have riverside bike paths, like we have here in Taipei, like beside the Xindian River or the Danshui River. We have paths like that too. And on weekends or even to get to work, people in my city, they love to ride bikes. The only problem is, for about 10 months out of the year, it is too cold. There's too much ice, there's too much snow on the ground. In Taiwan, we don't have that problem.
You have 2 months.
Basically, 2 months. Maybe 3 months in a very nice year, yeah.
Okay, in Taiwan, in Taipei, thanks to U-Bike, more and more people in Taipei are riding bikes for the last mile for their journey, which is good for the environment.
That's right. It's good for the environment. It's good for us, too, because it helps us get some exercise. So you get exercise and you help the environment as well. We're going to learn some more about U-Bike's good qualities in today's program. Let's read through the article. And then we'll be back.
Reading. U-Bike, riding with the wind. The U-Bike service was inspired by Paris's bike sharing system, which was unveiled in 2007. Not long after that, many major cities were attempting to replicate the service, including Taipei. These orange and yellow bikes are extremely popular right now. But that wasn't always the case. When the project was first launched in 2009, there were only 11 rental stations, all of which were located in Xinyi District. At the time, only 500 bikes were made available for a city with a population of 2.6 million people. In comparison with Paris, which started with 10,000 bikes for 2.2 million residents, Taipei's program looked pitiful. The general public not only wasn't interested in the bike sharing system, but many didn't even know of its existence. That all changed in 2012, however, when 30 more stations were rolled out throughout Taipei. Today, there are 158 stations and 5,205 bikes. The U-Bike system is still not yet fully realized, but anyone can see its potential, especially if more scenic paths are created for nature-loving city dwellers.
Today's article starts off by saying the U-Bike service was inspired by Paris's bike sharing system, which was unveiled in 2007. So this is where the inspiration came from. It was inspired by Paris's bike sharing system. If something is inspired by something else, it just means that's where you got the idea. You said, oh, that looks good. We can do something similar here. So they looked at Paris. Paris has a very long cycling or bicycling culture there. It's been around for a long time. They had a bike sharing system. People in the Taipei city government, they looked at that and they said, we can do that here as well. So let's give this a shot. Let's try this out. Paris's bike sharing system was unveiled in 2007. To unveil something means to reveal it, show it to the public for the very first time, or to make a service available for the first time. So that started up in Paris in the year 2007.
你看这单字啊，中间的 veil 它原本就是面纱、蒙面、掩饰、遮盖起来的意思，所以 veiled 就是蒙着面纱的、被隐藏起来的。加上这个字首 un 代表相反的意思 ，unveiled 就是被揭开面纱、公诸于世。 揭开一个什么样的帷幕的意思。原来啊，台北的 U-Bike 是远道取经自法国的巴黎脚踏车的这个分享系统，而法国的脚踏车分享系统是2007年就开始启用的哦。2007, that was not too long ago.
That's right, less than 10 years ago, only about 7 years. Not long after that, many major cities were attempting to replicate the service, including Taipei. So a lot of major cities, big cities around the world, they looked at what Paris was doing and they wanted to replicate that. Replicate means to do something exactly the same, to make something that is the same as something else.They wanted to replicate this bike sharing service, so they wanted to basically copy it to make something that is exactly the same as what they were doing in Paris.
To replicate something is to repeat、mm-hmm. or to copy something exactly. 也就是说啊，自从巴黎有这种公共脚踏车分享系统之后，世界上很多大城市他们都试着要重置，想要学他们。也设置脚踏车给大家用，包括台北也是啊。Cool. I heard that there are about 20,000 bikes for use in Paris.
That's a lot of bikes for people to be able to use. Let's learn a little bit more about the Paris bike sharing system. The article says the bike sharing system in Paris is called a Vélib. Vélib. So this is some extra information for you guys. Their bicycles are silvery gray, so different from the colors here.Yet U-Bike in Taipei is more colorful. Silvery gray, that sounds cool, but yeah, the bikes here are orange and yellow. They're extremely popular right now, but that wasn't always the case. So they're orange and yellow. I'm sure you've seen them. They look kind of like colorful flowers out there. They are extremely popular. Extremely means to a very high degree. So they were really, really popular, or they are really popular right now.But this wasn't always the case. Now, extreme just means to a very, very high degree or to a high level. So we say they are extremely popular. Just means they're really popular, very, very popular. Or if we say something is extreme, it means a great amount or again, to a great degree.
刚刚提到 extreme 当形容词使用的时候啊，是一个极度的、极端的意思。后面加 ly 之后就变副词啦。extremely 把它加上去之后啊，这个副词的意思其实就是 highly、very。当你觉得用 very 这个语气不够强烈的时候呢，你就用 extremely。比如说 ，Rebecca is extremely intelligent。意思就是 Rebecca is very, is highly intelligent. 刚文章中提到的是 U-Bike, 现在非常受到欢迎，常常啊那个租借站都是空的。So I wanted to ride a U-Bike to work this morning, but there was no bike for me when I got there. U-Bike is so popular.
That's right, U-Bike is popular now, but that wasn't always the case. That just means it wasn't always like this.
U-Bike 不是一直以来都是这么受欢迎的呢。Do you know why?
Well, the article says when the project was first launched in 2009, there were only 11 rental stations, all of which were located in Xinyi District. So this project was launched in 2009. Launch here means to begin or to start something. So they started or launched it in 2009.Back then, there were only 11 rental stations, so not that many. And they were all in this one area, all in the Xinyi district. So these were where their rental stations were. Rental just means that you rent or you pay to use something for a short amount of time, and then you have to give it back. So of course, when you get a U-bike, you're not buying the bike. You can't take it home. You have to give it back. So it is a rental.Or we can use the verb you rent a U-bike.
Rent 是动词，当作租借。通常我们会 rent a car, rent a DVD, 租车啊，租 DVD 等等。Rental 的话呢，就变形容词了。Rental station 就是租借站。U-bike 这计划在2009年刚开始的时候，租借站很少，才11个，又都在新义区。刚刚提到了 launch 这个动词，它可以在。Launch a rocket, 让火箭升空，或是 the enemy launched an attack, 敌人开始攻击。 The police launched an investigation. Investigation 就是调查，开始调查等等。它用这个开始的动作。所以如果把 launch 用在 launch a project, a project launched, 被动式用法，都是指计划开始执行的意思。So when the project was first launched, there were not that many rental stations. That meant it was not easy to find one.
That's right. At the time, only 500 bikes were made available for a city with a population of 2.6 million people. So, yeah, not a lot of bikes for a large population. There are only 500 bikes available. If something is available, it means it is there for you to use.It is available for the public. It means people can use these bikes, they can rent them. They are there for people to use.
Available 当形容词使用的时候就是可以被获得的，可以被使用的。像现在比较胖啊，我常常去逛街买衣服试穿的时候，拉链拉不上去，小姐就会安慰我说没关系。This dress is also available in larger sizes. 这洋装啊，还可以买得到更大尺寸的哦。文章当中的 available 还有一个 ready for use 这样的意思，也就是说，2009年刚开始的时候呢，就500台那么少的 U-bike 可供使用，租借站呢也就更少了，脚踏车少，租借站也少。整个台北是有260万人口，当然不够用了。Wow, I didn't know that the population of Taipei City is 2.6 million. No wonder it is always so crowded here.
And that's not even including New Taipei City either. That's just a Taipei City, 2.6 million people. That's a whole lot of people. Well, in comparison with Paris, which started with 10,000 bikes for 2.2 million residents. So they had...Less people and a whole lot more bikes, 20 times more bikes for that population. So compared to that, Taipei's program, didn't look so good. We had 500 bikes for 2.6 million. They had 10,000 bikes for 2.2 million. So we're comparing the two here. We're seeing how they are different.
好，我们刚刚提到了 in comparison with Paris， 跟巴黎一比起来，相较之下，真的差很多哎。巴黎一开始的时候就1万台脚踏车供220万居民使用，1万台比500台，难怪刚刚文章当中的 pitiful 这个字来形容台北 ，pitiful 的形容词啊，表示可怜的、令人同情的。用我自己的话来说的话，就是惨啊。悲情啊，那你猜到这啊 ，Joe. To be honest, I don't think back in 2009 people even knew there was U-bike.
I think you're right. I think very few people knew about it. The article goes on to say the general public not only wasn't interested in the bike sharing system, but many didn't even know of its existence. So you are exactly right. People didn't know of its existence.To not know of its existence just means you don't even know it's there. You don't know the bikes are available. So unless you went to the Xinyi district a lot, like to shop, or maybe you worked there, or maybe you live in that area, there was no reason for people to know about it. That's where the bikes were. They weren't in other areas or other districts of the city, so people weren't interested. They didn't know about it. It wasn't actually that convenient back then.
刚提到 exist 当动词使用的叫存在，比如说 I believe ghosts really do exist， 我相信真的有鬼的存在，这我个人看法。不过我不做亏心事，半夜就不怕鬼敲门啦。exist 后面加上 ence， existence 就变名词啦。我刚刚那句话可以换句话说 ，I believe in the existence of ghosts。之前大家的 U-bike。兴趣缺缺，很多人都不知道 U-bike 存在。Well, I did know of the existence of U-bike, but since the rental stations were not everywhere, it was not that convenient to rent and return a bike back then.
Well, luckily, things are quite a bit different these days. That all changed in 2012, however, when 30 more stations were rolled out throughout Taipei. So they thought...Well, this isn't really working. People don't know about it. It's only in Xinyi. We have to make some changes. So 30 more stations were rolled out. To roll out means to unveil or to make something available for the public in stages. So you make a few more stations available, then some more, then some more. You are rolling them out throughout Taipei. And roll out is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
shortcut for you.
That's a neat phone you have there, Chris.
Thanks, Michelle. TLG rolled out this phone last week.
Dude, that phone is flat. It could never roll anywhere.
Roll out means to offer a new product or service to the public.
That makes sense. Roll out means 推出发售.
Good to know. TLG rolled out this phone last week, but they'll be rolling out a larger version later this year.
I like this phone. Maybe I'll get the bigger one when it rolls out, though.
That sounds like a good idea.
That was our shortcut for you, all about rolling things out. So we were rolling out all these different stations, more stations throughout all of Taipei City, not just Xinyi. And today there are 158 stations and 5,205 bikes. The U-bike system is still not yet fully realized, but anyone can see its potential. So they're not done yet, but we can see its potential. We can see how far we can take it and how good or how great it can become in the future.
Potential 当名词使用就是潜力，中文说发挥潜力，英文会要 reach 或是 realize one's full potential， 去达到或是实现一个人全部的潜力。虽然说啊，整个 U-bike 的系统还没有完全架构完毕哦， but anyone can see its potential.
All right, so we are waiting for it to realize its full potential. It's still pretty good right now. Now, perhaps we might see more scenic paths be created for nature-loving city dwellers. So we might see some scenic paths. Scenic means there's lots of good things to look at. There's nature, there's trees, there's mountains, lots of things we love to see. So for our nature-loving city dwellers...Nature-loving means, of course, you love nature, you love animals, plants, trees, things like that. And a dweller is just somebody who lives somewhere. We are city dwellers. We live in Taipei City.
希望之后更多可以欣赏风景的自行车路线，让我们这些啊住在城市里面，但是热爱大自然的人，好有福哦，就可以呢去很多地方玩了。
All right, that brings us to the end of our program all about the U-bike system. Now it's time for 4U Chat.
For you chat.
Today we learned that the U-bike system went through some hard times at first. It kind of failed at first. Of course, now it's doing much, much better. But let's talk a little bit about other products that might have gone through the same thing. Can you think of a product that failed at first but succeeded later?
For example, no one bought iPhone 1 when it first came out.But now, see how many iPhone fans around the world. Do you know any?
Well, let's see. There's other... I think pretty much any product, when it first starts, usually it fails. Sometimes it fails before the public sees it. If you're ever trying something new, you're going to fail again and again and again, and eventually you will get it right. So that's what we saw with the U-bike system. And even something as famous as the iPhone, that was a failure at first. Now, whenever they have a new one, people camp out on the street waiting to buy it. So we can see the potential of these products just like we see the potential with the U-bike system. You guys can discuss this as well amongst yourselves. What products have you seen that failed at first, but then they succeeded? That brings us to the end of our program for today, but we'll see you again next time on English for You. I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Bye.
U-bike, riding with the wind. The U-bike service was inspired by Paris's bike sharing system, which was unveiled in 2007. Not long after that, many major cities were attempting to replicate the service.Including Taipei. These orange and yellow bikes are extremely popular right now. But that wasn't always the case. When the project was first launched in 2009, there were only 11 rental stations, all of which were located in Xinyi District. At the time, only 500 bikes were made available for a city with a population.Of 2.6 million people. In comparison with Paris, which started with 10,000 bikes for 2.2 million residents, Taipei's program looked pitiful. The general public not only wasn't interested in the bike sharing system, but many didn't even know of its existence. That all changed in 2012, however, when 30 more stations were rolled out throughout Taipei. Today, there are 158 stations and 5,205 bikes. The U-Bike system is still not yet fully realized, but anyone can see its potential, especially if more scenic paths are created for nature-loving city dwellers.
Vocabulary Review.
Inspire. Star Wars inspired other movie makers to create science fiction films. Extremely. Candy Crush Saga is a game that was extremely popular in 2013. Launch. Many customers are waiting for Apple to launch its next iPhone. Available. Blueberries are only available in this store in fall and winter. Existence. Many people believe in the existence of space aliens. Potential. The young musician has the potential to be famous one day.